Blog Talk Radio.
Can I have his dance?
Is it all right?
Yeah, it's all right. As long as you ain't slow dancing, Junior.
Latoya Bird, the one and only, your host for the I Love Down South .com. Listen, I Love Down South .com online talk radio show is the number one online talk radio show down south because I said so. You understand where I'm coming from? Listen, I'm really, really blessed to be here this evening to bring another show before the community. I'm really happy with our guests that we have lined up for you. And, of course, you know I'm going to be my raw and uncut self, so I'm looking forward to the fitness influencer who's going to be on the show tonight. But before we bring our guest on, peace and blessings and welcome to all the listeners and supporters, whether you're listening in from online or you were bold enough to call in. Peace, peace, welcome, welcome, and all that good stuff. Make yourself at home. Again, you're on the ilovedownsouth.com online talk radio show with Miss Latoya Bird. So, you're in the place to be. So let me give you a rundown, ladies and gentlemen, of what's been going on since our last show. We've been checking out the community, checking out the business scene in the community, seeing what's going on, what's popping. And there's a lot going on down south. All right, I have to give, you know, shots out to down south for doing the dang on thing, raising the bar, and especially with the business owners in the area, raising the bar, providing better quality service and customer service. So shots out to you guys. And if you haven't done so, make sure you check out goodnewsschools.com. to check out our hot, controversial Black History issue, our February/March issue. You definitely want to get your hands on a copy. I only got a few more left, but you can check it out at goodnewsschools.com. And we're happy to announce that we'll be working with local nonprofits here upcoming soon for our next issue, doing a showcase. Want to show out, want to lay it out for the community who is for us in the community and by us in the community. So look forward to that issue. We're looking forward to making those types of connections because summer is right around the corner. And I feel that there's not a lot of programs out there or there's not a lot of press for the programs that are out there. So I want to provide this platform a little bit early ahead of the game so families and people in the community can position themselves with organizations who have programs going on, programs that are going to be lined up for even spring break and summer. All right, all right, all right. So listen, prayers going out to one of Miami's, you know, most famous artists out there. I don't know the update, but I'm just putting prayers out there. You know, I've been watching the little timeline for Rick Ross. So health is wealth, people. I don't care how much money you got. You need to see about your health. And once you see about your health, then you need to see about your money, because ain't no point in living long and you ain't got no money. You know what I'm saying? So prayers out to Rick Ross. And him and his family, may your health be restored. Prayers and blessings over you. And so, yeah, that's about all I got to say about the tea, because I don't got much tea this week. But what I do have a brother on the line with us who is doing something impressive in the community. And I don't even know if he calls himself a fitness influencer, but I do. And I had the pleasure of meeting his crazy behind brother a few weeks ago, networking. You guys know how I do networking, running my mouth. And I had the opportunity to meet this gentleman's brother, who said, hey, you need to talk to so-and-so, you know. You guys share some common goals as it relates to the community and so on and so forth. So I had a chance to link up, y'all. I thought I was going to get my life together with a new fitness plan for the new year. What had happened was I wasn't prepared for the quality and the caliber of a person and a program, actually, of a brand that was presented before me. So I was absolutely impressed. So I'm going to read a little bit about our special guest before I bring him on, and his schedule is so busy. He probably somewhere training somebody right now as we speak, as he's on the line. But what I would like you all to know is that Gabriel Carter was actually born in Greensville, Mississippi. All right. However, he was raised here in down south Miami, Florida. And he graduated from one of the top schools, the only top school down south, which is Miami Southridge Senior High. He is a Spartan. And he currently holds a master's degree in criminal justice. Carter has always had a passion to inspire others and to better themselves, actually, through coaching, mentoring, and teaching. He also has a passion for health and fitness, and this has inspired him to create his brand called Dungeon Life, which refers to fitness, training, exercise plans, and apparel. All right? Yes, all that in two snaps right here in our community. There are so many great minds and great movements in our community that deserve our support and that deserve to be patronized. So I have none other than Mr. Carter on the line, founder, owner, CEO, all that, of Dungeon Life. Peace and blessings. How are you, sir?
How you doing?
I'm doing well. Hold on. Let me get my live audience to give you some applause. There you go. Yes. How are you? Welcome. I'm so happy to have you on the line. We've been trying to connect. I know your schedule is hectic, but thank you for making time for little old I Love Down South. So we appreciate it, Mr. Carter. What's going on? How you doing? What's the play? What's the plan?
I mean, first off, before I get started, man, I give praise and honor to the Most High, because without him, we nothing. So praise and glory to him first before we start. What you're doing right now as far as the radio station, bringing on local brands and people and personnel that just want to get a little bit of exposure is awesome. So, kudos to you. You know, hand claps go to you.
Oh, thank you. Clap. Thank you. So tell us where Dungeon Life kind of got formed? Like, where did it start to take shape?
Well, to talk a little bit about the brand, well, the question what most people ask is, what is Dungeon Life? So Dungeon Life is about the pain, disagreement I had with the world at one point. And we all go through that point in time where we disagree. Even growing up, we got some issues going on. So it's about the pain and just just being dissatisfied with myself and what I had going on. So I say that because of what I had to deal with growing up. You know, all of us, again, deal with some items and people, relationships that help sculpt that. As I began to mature, I realized that I can conquer my fears and pain through hard work and dedication. And that's pretty much, not to sum up, but that's part of the backbone of what Dungeon Life is all about. Once I understood that, which, you know, it takes a while for us to understand what's going on, even in the classroom or on the job training or whatever it is you're trying to conquer, it takes a while for you to understand that. Once I did that, I started, and I'm still growing towards a better me. Each day is a new day to aim at greatness, and that is the DNA of Dungeon Life, working hard, staying focused, taking each day at a time to aim at your goal. You know, and then again,
okay,
Dungeon Life is about...
Hold on, because you just dropped a couple bombs. You said, greatness is inside my DNA. You said, what is the DNA of Dungeon Life? I love that.
I repeat it again. I said, each day is a new day to aim at greatness, and that's the DNA of Dungeon Life.
Absolutely, especially when you're working with people like LaToya Bird, who said she's going to start her fitness plan, and then, you know, it ain't happening, and then a new day was the next day. You know, I appreciate that so much. I'm being transparent with you. So awesome. So that's Dungeon Life and its foundation. And
right.
I love to hear that. I also hear in your message, I hear perseverance, and I hear determination. When I hear you speak about Dungeon Life, and I'm puzzled because I want to figure out a way to let everybody in the Down South area know about, you know, your passion and what it is that you bring to the table. So if you could be a coach, a fitness coach, or if you could work with anyone like your dream person to work with, who would it be, past or present? It could be someone from the past, a great, you know, person from the past, or it can be someone now. Do you have anybody in mind?
Well, you know what? I'm not trying to be selfish, but excuse me if I say this. The person I would want to work with is my old self. And the reason I say that, because the brand is about bettering the old version of yourself. There's a lot of things that we do in life, or a lot of relationships and conversations and situations that we go through. And again, that old person, if you could change a thought process, if you can change something about your old self, I want to meet that person. Because that person will probably, you know, inspire me to grind a little harder. That person will tell me, hey, listen, you know, this is not what you need to be doing, or this is not in the way you need to be. So that's who I would want to meet, the old Gabriel Carter before Dungeon Life.
That's profound. And anybody listening know exactly what he's talking about, because if we can bottle up all the wisdom and the tools that we know and use today and package it and give it to our old self, what? It'll be some bad mama jammas around here, because life lessons are definitely the best teachers. And if you can go and inspire your old self, imagine what's ahead, you know? That's absolutely cool. I thought you was going to say, like, Muhammad Ali or somebody. Or,
No offense to those people. No offense to Muhammad Ali or anybody that's great. That's before my time. But the reason I say myself, because you know, you got to look at yourself. You gotta look at yourself every day in the mirror. And women, you guys love to do this a lot. You guys look in the mirror every day, right? You put on your clothes, and you know, you'll look at your love.
Yeah, we got to pose.
Yeah, so you got to sit there, take your old selfies, and do that all that great stuff, right? So if you can transfer back or and look at the person who started before the whole taking selfies or even before the whole social media thing, you know, if you can go back to that person and ask them questions, that person, I think, will help and guide us a little bit, our old self.
Okay, absolutely. I'm co-signing that for sure. So I'm on your Instagram page, and I don't know who all these people are, but you got some cute-looking people on here, some nice-looking brothers on here.
Hey, let me say this. Down South, wait, correct. Not the hold up anything, but Down South have a lot of beautiful people, man. You know, we have flavors in Miami. You know, now you can go to, like, you know how you go to the buffet and you pick out, you know, your certain flavor of person you want?
Absolutely.
Same thing with Miami. You can pick out, you know, that right there is a beautiful thing down here we have in Miami because, you know, multicultural, so we're able to adapt to whatever's going on.
Absolutely. I see it on your page, and the women are beautiful as well. And one of the things that I like about your Instagram, I also see representation of, like, family units. I see mothers and daughters. I see, you know, all rocking their dungeon life, you know, apparel. And it looks like they're rocking it in the essence of what dungeon life really is all about. And it sounds like from what you share, you know, renewing yourself and giving yourself the opportunity to embrace that new day so that you can move forward. So
right.
what is the dungeon life? I see trap on here, T-R-A-T. What is that representing? Is that anything significant?
Actually, I'm glad you asked that question. Dungeon life trap is what everyone needs to do. And dungeon life trap stands for take risks and prosper. It's a lot of things, a lot of goals that a lot of people, you know, right now listening, they want to conquer, they want to adapt to, they want to try. Well, if you don't take a chance to try or even figure it out, then you will never prosper. You will never know what the other side is of, you know, taking a trip or going to this diner to eat or trying this new dress on. Or trying this new trainer. I just left this trainer, but you know, whatever. So that's what the whole risk thing about. Just step out there on faith. You know, again, you know, even quoting the Bible. Okay, you can pray all day, but God wants to work. You don't work, you don't mean anything. He got you,
okay.
But you got to work too. So that's what the whole take risk apart from me.
That's dope. I'm gonna feel that. I'm gonna use that in the classroom actually. And
you're welcome.
As a matter of fact, you need to come to my school. I need to figure out a way for you to come talk to the students so that they understand the dungeon life philosophy and see how we can incorporate it. You know, especially with my high school seniors, they need all the inspiration, personal development that they can get. And to see that you also have the apparel, so you know, kids like to floss and match because I see you have some matching outfits and Jordans and stuff on your on your Instagram. So you know, that will be something powerful and intriguing for them to see. You know, to hear from. A man of your caliber in our community, from our community, you know, talking health, talking fitness, and also talking flyness. So when I think of dungeon life, I also think I think of dungeon fly. meaning like I see the way all your supporters and your customers who are flossing their shirt, they're really, really wearing it with pride. So I think that's something that we need to see in the high school level versus labels that really don't represent anything, you know. But then people are dying over, you know, stuff that don't even make sense as frivolous versus using, you know, your apparel, using your fashion to make statements. So I like that I see that with the apparel line that you have going on. But I noticed on your Instagram, I don't see any plus size ladies. So what's going on?
You know, I'm glad you said that. recently, you know, I'm
raising my hand. By the way, I'm raising my hand. By the way, just so you know.
It's okay. You know, actually, I'm glad you mentioned it. I actually have two personal individuals who actually are plus size women. They're working towards their goals, and you know, I don't want to expose anyone. You know, people. You know, some people are private. You have to respect their lives. You know, because that's their lives, and you gotta respect that. I have a question. You know, someone would ask, you know, who are my ideal customers? Like, who do you appeal to? Like, do you look at the TV and say, hey, I'm gonna go at this person because he has a six pack. I'm gonna go at this female because she has a small waist. Well, the Dungeon Life customers, you know, is everyone. Everyone needs to encourage themselves, even the babies. You know, when babies start out, they try to lift themselves up off the bed, or they try to roll over. They need encouragement. From babies, they grow to, you know, children, they start to walk, whatever. They need encouragement. But anyone who wants to, you know, a lifestyle to be positive, hard work, discipline, authentic. You know, authentic. I pride myself on that. You know, authentic. Be true to yourself. Be real to yourself. Okay. Prime example. You on a diet plan, or you on a diet that you know you're not supposed to eat. You know, everybody going out to Red Lobster. You know, or you going, you know, whatever. You know, you can't have that. You know, that shrimp pasta. You know, you got the Parmesan garlic dripping off the plate. The shrimp all big and whatever. You can't have that because you got to be disciplined enough to say you got to turn that down. You know, so
right.
So for my plus size individuals, man, I say give Dungeon Life a try, and I guarantee, this is what I guarantee, after 21 days, they will see a difference of themselves as far as their mentality first and their self-esteem. You got to build that first. You got to build their self-esteem and you know, how they feel about themselves. You know, you can't tell this person you look like this, and they don't even feel it within themselves. So we capture that person first. So the ideal person is somebody who's a realist and understand the process, you know. So there's no quick fix scheme. You have to put in the work. There's no around the corner on that. You have to work. And you have to listen to whatever your diet is. You have to do it accordingly. So.
Okay. So I'm gonna start over. I'm starting over, Coach, and I'm looking forward to infusing the Dungeon Life regimen. And I'm just so excited to know that I can start over, because I was secretly fitness backsliding. So,
you just created it, so I guess it is.
Yeah. So you know, I've been secretly trying to get back right in the fitness with the fitness Lord, because I've been secretly going to Ghoul's Park, do my little workout, but I know I need more, so I'm looking forward to incorporating Dungeon Life. So, listen, we got a few callers. I'm going to see if any callers have any questions or if they want to chime in. All right. Callers with the last four digits, 8806. Last four digits, 8806. Peace and welcome to I Love Down South. How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed. I'm blessing yourself.
I'm doing well. Caller, what's your name?
Oh, this Pro all day.
Okay, okay. Are you a Dungeon Life supporter?
Yeah, from the ground up.
That's what's up. Okay. That's what's up, Mr. Carter. You familiar with this young gentleman on the line?
Most definitely, most definitely, most definitely.
Okay,
yeah,
so you coming in showing love?
Yeah, all day, man. I just had to call in and support my brother, man. You know, appreciate everything he did. I've seen him from day one and the progress that he's made and the progress that he's doing with other people. You know, he really put in work, not just from the Instagram, which y'all see, and social media, nice blood, sweat, and tears, you know. A lot of long nights, a lot of early mornings, a lot of dedication and determination. You get me? For the skinny folk,
I hear
for the plus size. You feel me? Hard work, no place. You know what I mean? Get
absolutely
in where you fit in.
So, are you, I know you say you're a supporter. You've been down from off rip. But do you do any of the fitness training and programs, or do you just floss the shirt?
Nah, I don't do no flossing. I ain't even in no pictures. I put in work my damn self. You hear me? ain't no make believe.
Absolutely.
Close and personal, you hear me?
Absolutely. The reason why I asked that question is because, like I said, I'm being transparent. I don't put on some workout clothes, y'all. You know, I'm thinking that I'm about to go to the Goose Park, and totally.
Mm-hmm.
My day gets, you know, wound, and I'm running here and running there. And before you know it, I'm back at the house. And I'm like, oh, Lord, I did not even work out today. And I'm like, I got all, you know, tights and workouts and sneakers and didn't do a damn thing today. So the reason why I'm sharing this is because when I do wear the Dungeon Life, you know, apparel, I definitely want to be out there getting it in, sweating for real, and not tricking myself, you know, when I leave the house. So I'm looking forward to representing in action. You understand? So thank you, caller, for calling in. Thank you for your support. Peace and blessings. We're going to go ahead and open up another line. I know we got a lot of supporters of the Dungeon Life.
One second. I just want to say thank you to the callers that just called in. I want to say thank you to the individual.
More than my pleasure, my brother.
I appreciate it, guy.
All right. Okay, so the next caller calling in, 7015. Last four digits, 7015. Welcome to Dungeon Life. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing better than good. To whom do we have the pleasure of speaking with?
His older brother, Marcus King.
Hold on, I got to give you an applause. Hold on. This big brother. Hey. So now that we all on the line, I mentioned you earlier. I just want to say publicly to you, Marcus, thank you for even, you know, having the unction and the idea to say, you know what, let me link LaToya with Carter so they can go ahead and do whatever they need to do. And look what has happened. We on the phone with the fitness influencer of Down South talking about Dungeon Life. So I'm grateful to be a part of the Dungeon family, if you will, here in the Down South area. So thank you again, Big Brother Marcus.
No problem.
Absolutely. So what, as the big brother, what is it like, you know, seeing him grow? What is it like seeing him, you know, develop into, you know, a brand specialist with his own brand, you know, doing his thing in the community as it relates to health? How does that feel? And what are some of your hopes for him?
That's truly a blessing. It's his dream. And this is what he wanted. I told him always follow his dream, even coming up. You know, like you said, everybody has trials and tribulations, but at the same time, he always been a very smart young man. And, always told him follow his dream, and his dream is his biggest thing. So, dude, one of his dreams, and I just told him to keep pushing it. This is brand, and that's what he live by.
Absolutely. So, who beat up who when y'all were little?
Of course, I'm the big brother, but it wasn't. We never had too many disagreements. If anything, I jack them up, but we never really had disagreements. We'll talk. We mostly shit. We mostly did a lot of talking, and when I talked to him, he listened. It wasn't really too much of arguing back and forth. My mama didn't play that, so it was mostly like we'll talk, and we have a disagreement, and it's a done deal. No.
Okay, I love it. I love it. And
hey,
you know, like...
Wait, one second. I'm sorry. Because since I got my brother on the line, you know, I gotta say something, right?
Go ahead.
I gotta say something, right? But on a serious note though, this is on a serious note though. Without my big brother, truthfully, I'm gonna be honest with you, listeners, and Toya, you as well. But without him, I probably wouldn't be a Dungeon Life. Man, the sacrifices I watch my brother do, is amazing. Not only is he a brother, but he's also one of the father figures I can go to and count on. It's not about, you know, material or financial. It's about being that true mentor that, you know, not taking sides. If you're right, you're right. If you're wrong, you're wrong. And, you know, that guy, I can't say for a fact, he does that. Not because he's on radio and everyone listening. And no, man, I love my brother, man, for who he is and what he stands for. You know, again, Dungeon Life. I, you know, it's funny. It's funny he on the phone to you because I can't even get my brother to come inside Dungeon Life. You get what I'm saying? Hey, he runs a little bit. He say, "Bro, listen, what you got going on? What you doing, man? Listen, somebody got to live to tell a story." And that's all he say. So I can't, you know. So, again, man, I love him because of who he is, what he stands for, and that's where we at.
Aww, like that's so beautiful. We don't get a chance to see that, capture it, and experience it enough. This type of brotherly love, this camaraderie, and that's one thing that I will say when I see it in the community. Whether it's blood or just when I see black men together in a positive light, supporting one another, listen, that feels so good on the outside looking in. And y'all got something going on. You know how you guys do that little dap thing and it's kind of like a hug but then like a little tap. And then y'all be like, what's good, what's this, what's that? And you guys have each other. You know what I mean? To see that in the community, hands down, it's empowering, and it will leave a lasting impression if we continue to push that for the youth in the community, because we see so much of the opposite. So y'all keep loving on each other, y'all keep supporting each other, and Marcus, with your old behind, you know, keep being that big brother, and we love you here at I Love Down South, because we already know what y'all cut from, because the Carter name, period, in down south, got so much weight. So I have respect for your family. So I don't know who granddaddy or who started it all, but I appreciate the Carters in the down south area. So thank you so much. Big up. All right, we got some callers on the line. I want to make sure they chime in. Last four digits 0706. Peace and blessings. Welcome to I Love Now South Dungeon Life. How are you?
Yeah, I seen the Black Panther. Yeah, that's the dude off of there.
Uh oh, they talking about the Black Panther. Hello? Wakanda. Hello? Uh oh.
Wakanda.
Hung up. So we got Dungeon Life and Wakanda online too. Peace, how are you? Okay. They laughing. Oh Lord. Let me go ahead and put it on mute. So but you see what I'm saying? The brothers in the background talking about, you know, Black Panther, like all of this greatness is so amazing. And speaking of Black Panther, Carter, did you get a chance to see it?
Oh man. Did I? Yes I did. I seen it with I seen Black with my wife, my newborn daughter is Genesis, and I seen it with my other heartbeat, Kayla. Yeah, so we seen the movie, all of us.
That is so beautiful. So the Dungeon Life family was in the Black Panther movie. Deed up, and Toya is saying, what can you do to get me like some of them warrior princesses that was in there? I need to be like, be ready to whoop somebody.
Hey, what name did you just say now? What's the name? Toya? She said that? She asked that question?
Yes, LaToya, yeah, I asked that question.
Okay, listen, if you want a black prince, you gotta put in hard work. I mean, you gotta be ready to say, you know what? You gotta say, you know what? I'm gonna miss this day of going to the club, and I'm gonna go work out with Dungeon Life. You gotta say, I'm gonna miss this day to go talk to my girlfriend and give Dungeon Life an hour of my time. I'm gonna miss this day. Yeah, I need your body. Listen, Dungeon Life only needs your body for an hour, and I guarantee results. I need your body for an hour. That's all I need. And you know what?
Man, that's a long time.
No, that's awesome time. It's 24 hours in a day. You can give me your body for an hour, and we don't need no gym. Your body is your gym. I don't need any gym. You don't need any gym equipment. I'm coming total with everything I need. All I need for you to have is a positive mindset to change you. That's all I need from the individual. A positive mindset to say, you know what? I'm going to be better than who I used to be. I'm going to be better than yesterday.
That.
I'm going to be better than the next minute. I'm going to be better than the next second. I'm going to be better than the next week. That's all I need.
Man, I'm about to sign up the date. Listen, what's the Thursday looking like?
Dungeon Life is available. I'm waiting on some callers to say, you know, they want to sign up. I'm the first one.
I got an opening. I got an opening on Thursday. That's my earliest opening, unless you do early morning, like 5 to 6 type of stuff.
Let's do it. What's the problem? Okay, what's the problem?
Listen, because, you know, I got the bus pass for Wakanda all this week. You know, I can go back and forth, so I can either work out early in the morning or my earliest afternoon is actually Thursday. So if you really serious and you really could get me back to Wakanda.
Wait, I'm sorry. You said something. You said a keyword. If you're really serious.
Yes.
When this whole radio thing and the interview started, I was serious when we first started talking. I'm ready.
Okay. Okay. So, on that note, listen. I'm getting my Wakanda greatness back. I'm available from 5 to 6 because I need to be able to. Move like them princesses was moving and them warrior ladies. You know, I want my hair though. I'm gonna keep my hair. I ain't gonna cut it all off. But I definitely need to feel empowered because that movie represented health and wellness, did it not? Did you see all them fit, fine folks on the movie?
You know what's so funny? You know, and I hope you know. I hope everyone really pay attention. It was actually, that movie was so epic and so big. It spoke about everybody's culture, not just black culture. It spoke about everyone's culture as far as anybody that have a mindset, again, man, of being positive, man, and inspiring themselves. You know, to see the women inside that movie so powerful. And I know men think, you know, we think, oh, we so powerful. No, man. I mean, behind every great man is an even greater woman.
That's right.
And, you know, prime example, I'll use Michael Jordan, right? And I know I'm going to get my sports people probably, contact me and say, why you say this, bro? But it's true, though. Without Scottie Pippen, I'm not saying he's a woman, but he's a supporting cast. Without Scottie, there wouldn't be no Michael Jordan. And that's facts. But that's
okay.
Facts, though, in a relationship or any, you know, anything you're doing. Again, you know, women, in that movie exposed women for being great for who they are. That guy, that king, depended on these women to make sure that suit worked. He needed to vanish and get in cars. The women did that. It wasn't a dude doing that. It was a woman.
Tell it.
So for me.
Tell it, but.
So for me, that was powerful, you know.
Okay, so I'm about, you said the call is going to get on you. I'm about to get on you. Painted this beautiful picture. But now I got Scottie Pippen or whatever his name is. You know, listen, don't do that. Because you got us thinking about king and queen and support, strong, powerful couples. And then the couple you give us, the example, is my
I'm sorry. Okay, I apologize. The reason I use that example for my guys, as far as, you know, Scottie Pippen or whatever, because, you know, even some women like sports too, they understand the whole relationship that those two had. Again, you know, to be great, I mean, to push forward, you need, you know, relationships is what matters. And that movie displayed that relationship
support
that King had. Right, exactly. So what that King had, he trusted those women who was powerful, who, you know, when he had a problem, you know, I'm there for you, I'm going to do what it needs to take. Those women stood their ground. So that's
mm-hmm.
why I used
the and they represented
because,
the warrior energy.
There you go. And again, in the basketball court, Scottie was the, he was a facilitator. So again, the reason I said it too, because in marriages, the wife, and I'm going to get some men callers on this one, they might be calling me or whatever, but the wife, you know, they are our facilitators, man. It is what it is. We say we're going to Orlando. The wife said, no, we're going to Temple. You're going to go to Temple. You ain't trying to hear the afterwards after that.
I get you though. I understand. I understand completely. But you know, I had to jump on that. I understand completely about the necessity and the effectiveness of team, but not
right.
just team. Like the infinite. If you see the infinity symbol, there's no break in it. It's seamless.
Right.
And when you
mm-hmm.
have two parties coming together to support, you can get almost anything. You can get anything done because of the support system
True.
Is there. So on that
True.
Note, I need to find out, is the First Lady of Dungeon Life available? Where is she? And then you told me about these beautiful little girls. What is life like, you know, and at the Dungeon Life house? Like, how do you incorporate these things and so on and so forth?
You know what's funny? I'm glad you asked that because she's here right now on the right side of me, and she can give you more details as far as, you know, her perspective and her role. Can you give me a second?
Yes, absolutely. Hello. Hello, peace, and welcome to the line, Miss Queen Dungeon Life. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. Let me prepare the proper Wakanda greeting for you for the queen. Oh, boy. What is it like supporting your husband doing this business venture, and it's all about fitness? Do you feel pressured to be in the fitness world? Is it also a part of your passion? And what are some of your hopes and dreams for your husband?
Well, first and foremost, supporting him is a part of my job as a wife. So I'm going to always support my husband. And just to see him grow and venture off and do the things that he wants to do, it's just amazing. It's a blessing just to be a part of it and to, you know, just aid him when he needs me. I personally participated in Thunder Life, so I can say yes, it does work. It is a lot of hard work, dedication, and he is going to push you. But I noticed that he's pushing you because he cares. It's not that he's just trying to make you work hard just to say, oh, you better do it, or you got to do it like this. It's because he really cares and he wants to produce a better person out of everybody. So, you know, for those who are questioning about joining Dungeon Life or even doing a workout plan or, you know, having like a trainer, it's well worth it. It is well worth it because I personally, let me tell you one time, I was doing it so heavy, he had me climbing the wall, literally doing handstands on the wall.
Oh, wow. See, girl, I'm scared. So I'm scared. I'm going to be honest. I'm scared because I never worked with a trainer.
Yeah. Now, the hardest part is that once you start, you're going to build that mentality up, and then you're just going to be a go-getter. You're going to do it. You just have to start.
Okay, and so when we, okay, because I already feel like I'm going to need to get out of jail car, can we call you and be like, listen, so today, can I, can we pass for today, or can it be a 30-minute session
you can't
for today?
No.
So I need to work out with the queen. I'm not ready
to be there with you. I will be there with you. A lot of people say that. Oh, I need
okay.
to work out. But Crystal, who Crystal need to be there? I'll be there.
Okay. Okay. I feel better. I already feel better. See. Okay. I'm empowered. So hey, y'all, we have a few more callers on the line. I want to see if I can get some of them open just in case they had questions for you all. And then we're going to get ready to wrap up the line. But let me see if I can open up some more calls. All right, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
All right, caller with the last four digits, 6375. 6375, welcome to I Love Down South. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How y'all doing?
We doing better than good. Welcome to the Dungeon Life. You're on the line with Mr. Carter himself. Do you have any questions, comments?
Well, I just really wanted to give a shout out to Rug Claude. Coming to y'all live from Ramstein, Germany. I just wanted to, you know, just give a shout out to my brother. I'm proud of him. You know, he's been doing it since day one. And he live and breathe that dungeon life. That's what it's about. So I just had to call in and support him. Just let him know that I'm proud of him, man. The family, love them, God first, and everything, and just keep grinding, bro. It's only the beginning. And shout out to I Love Down South Radio as well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, caller. Mr. Carter Kent, did you hear that beautiful shout out? I don't know if you guys are still with me.
Yeah. No, I'm here. I heard it most definitely, man. Hey, thanks, bro, man. You know, coming all the way from Germany, man, and to even speak into, you know, I Love Down South Radio, man. You know, shout out to even, you know, I Love Down South Radio for even giving us this platform for local brands, for local businesses and things like that. You know, first and foremost to you guys, but hey, bro, man, I thank you for that, man. It means a lot to hear it. You pretty much seen it. You've been through it. We've been through it. We've seen it, so thank you so much for even doing it, for even taking time out of your busy schedule to call in and even give a shout out. Thank you.
That's what's up. Thanks, caller. We appreciate that. All right, we're gonna get some of your some more supporters chiming in. We got last four digits 4966. Are you ready for the Dungeon Life Challenge? Peace. How are you?
I'm well. I'm blessed. How are you, beautiful?
Hello, hello. Thank you for chiming in. To whom do we have the pleasure of speaking with this evening?
This is Miss Lana, but Gabe and them know me as Lana. Hey, fam.
What's up, family?
Everything is good. Miss LaToya, I can tell you that Gabe's workout is on point. So, Gabe, from the first, the first time I did Dungeon Life was about 4 years ago, and we were on vacation, and I still had to work out. So,
Okay. So I'm still, my confidence level is really rising. And I tell you, no lie, when he went over the workout plan with me, you know, I was on 1,000. I was like, well, I'm starting tonight. And went home. I don't know what happened in January. Literally just was evaporated. And and then I start, you know, seeing him, you know, post things on Instagram and everything. And I was like, man, I got to get back on track. And so I've been inspired through what I see him do, and that's why I call him the fitness influencer here in the down south area, because, you know, you are his family, and you hear the supporters, you hear the level of support. So I'm like, man, I gotta show up and show out first for me and my family, and then for Dungeon Life if I'm going to be a part of, you know, something. So I'm encouraged, and thank you for encouraging me. My confidence is increasing, and I'm looking forward to working out with them.
It's worth it. And I don't even live in Miami anymore, and I still do my Dungeon Life workouts. Now, Gabe, I'm not going to lie, I don't do them every day, but when I want to get right, I do the workout. So
that's what's up. Awesome. And so where are you now?
I'm in Jacksonville now.
Okay, Jayville in
not
the house.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a large vegan community out there in Jacksonville. So listeners, I was speaking to Carter, and I told him about, you know, my veganism, you know, and I would love to share some of those things with Dungeon Life. If you have any people that are interested in venturing on that side of the eatery, you know, spectrum, and venture into veganism, because with that plus what the fitness that Dungeon Life has, you know, I'm about to be real fine around here. So I'm looking forward to the results. I'm just a little, you know, apprehensive to all the hard work that I know is going to take. So, you know, I'm sucking it up, and I'm getting ready to make a commitment with Dungeon Life, and I'm also looking forward to challenging other business owners in the community, other community leaders, because what's the point in you pushing for your movement or your cause and your health is not even optimal? So, you know, I talk a lot of trash, but I'm really, really for fitness. I'm for health and wealth. What's the point, you know, in getting your health in order, and you ain't got no money? So, like, I'm on this 1,000%, y'all. I know I talk a lot of trash, but I'm very serious in the areas of fitness and health. I lost 80 pounds in 80 days going militantly vegan. But that was 4 years ago, and I'm ready for round two. And round two will incorporate the fitness. I didn't have the fitness the first go-round. So, you know, all jokes aside, I'm about to be about this life. You understand me?
All right.
So I'm looking forward to it.
Okay.
Yeah. So how can our listeners get in contact with you? How can they purchase apparel? When is the next fashion show? Like, when is the Dungeon Life Spade tournament partnership with Good News Ghouls? Like, what's next?
Hey, you know, it's awesome. It's awesome you say that, because the next show I'm having is actually April the 7th. Will be on Saturday, April the 7th. The show starts at 12, or a shop or whatnot. Starts at 12 to 5. April on 152nd. I'm actually going to locate the address for you guys. But in the meantime, while I locate that, to get in contact with me is simple, dungeonlife@gmail.com. My email, my phone number is 786-468-5990 to get in contact via phone. And, of course, the Instagram is, at, you know, Dungeon Life. The address that I will be at April the 7th, 2018, 12 to 5, is on a Saturday. It will be the Community Bible Baptist Church. The address is 9855 Southwest 157th Street, Miami, Florida, 33157. You guys more than welcome to come out to see exactly what the Community Bible Baptist Church have going on. So I'll be doing some with the Baptist Church a little bit, you know, giving back to the community, and I also have some items there for sale as well. You guys more than welcome to come out and take part.
Oh, absolutely. So I need to look at your merchandise before you post it on Instagram. I need to be a part. Wait, once I get right a little bit more, I'm volunteering to be a plus size representative or ambassador or to, you know, rock the Dungeon Life. So all of that is in the works. Please don't forget me. And I'm serious about Dungeon Life Good News Ghouls or Dungeon Life and I Love Down South doing something like a spade tournament or something if that's, you know, within your levels of acceptance and something that you're interested in. Because it's not the Carter family, you know, I used to play spades at Southridge. So I'm all about that winning. And, you know, bringing the community together to do something fun, but maybe we can incorporate fitness, you know, for the people that lose, you know, every hand you lose, you got to do something fitness related or something. I don't know. I will not be doing no blurry.
Hey, you know what?
Okay.
You know what? That's so funny to me because when I used to coach basketball at the park, every layup you missed, you had to do push-ups. So I'm all for that, you know, every hand or something. We come up with a tournament, most definitely. That's the opportunity to give people a little bit of exposure what Dungeon Life have to offer, you know. And to say this, you're not really losing when you lose a hand or you lose a race or you miss the shot. You're actually betting yourself because now you have to work. So when you have to work, that means that shot or your hand gonna be better next time around.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So my name is AKA Run Boston on people.
Ooh, okay.
So
I like that.
So I'm looking forward
you know
to
I
it.
I hope Marcus, I hope you listening in to AKA Boston because I really like for us to be throwing her.
Hold on,
you know,
that's
you know,
my partner.
Know,
no, Marcus gonna
oh,
be
okay.
my fade partner.
So, you know what? No problem there. But my wife Marcus will be
him.
Mine. My wife
Bet.
Will be mine.
Boom.
So we,
boom.
Yeah, sure. So it's
boom.
There.
Boom.
So and
I'm loving
listen,
it.
We playing ace high, not all that Joker and tour spades. And all.
Listen,
we could
play Jailhouse Way if that's what how you need it. It don't matter. It don't
it's
even
not,
matter.
That's
so,
not,
ladies and go. Listen,
go ahead,
I'm about
listen,
to cut
man.
This off because you about to talk some trash. I already know. So, I'm looking forward to it, ladies and gentlemen. If you have not done so, please. Click on the link in the show description. It goes directly to Dungeon Life's Instagram page. Go check this brother out. Follow and do what you can to find out how you can be a part of the Dungeon Life team and a part of this philosophy. And literally, I know a couple other brothers down south. I know a brother named Ramon who has a gym or a fitness center also down south. But down south is definitely getting more and more diverse, and it's good to see. It feels good to see because it's becoming more diverse with people who we know, like people from you know, high school, people from our community. So it's a pleasure and an honor to have you again, Mr. Carter, and being one of down south fitness influencers. You know, founder of Dungeon Life. So I thank you. I right at this moment, I do need a 2X, but come next week, I might need a 1X. So I'm looking forward to it. and it's been so fun. I also hope that you guys will grace the pages of Good News Ghouls magazine. I would love to see you in there and learn more about your story and share it with the community. So if you have any last words that you would like to share with our listening audience and your supporters, please feel free to do so.
Very quick, very short. So down south, the attitude I want to bring to down south is that, for starters, so not just down south, in life, period, we can conquer anything we set our minds to. Any obstacles that's in our way, we can crush it. I also want to bring in the spirit of support. I feel we all need to support. We all need to support each other more. We should be wearing local brands. We should be dining at local diners. We should be listening to local artists. Just support local businesses, period. I also hope to bring the spirit of self-awareness of our situation and work hard regardless of what life throws at us. We just got to just conquer it. That's it.
That's right. That's what's up. So since you and the Queen have done so well presenting Dungeon Life and representing the Carter, you know, family name, I Love Down South would like to invite you whenever you want to, if you want to have a fitness minute, if you want to have a segment on the show, every week if you want to, or every other week, or once a week you want to come and just give us some tips and give us some updates, you're more than welcome to. So I'm looking forward to it. I hope that you find time in your schedule to be a part of I Love Down South, because we're going to find a time to be a part of Dungeon Life. And we thank you so much. Guys, again, what he just said is everything. Support local. You understand me? And that's how we're going to elevate. So let's do it. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed yourself on the I Love Down South show. And we just going to ride out the Barry White, how I do every single show. But before I go, Carter, can you tell me what you love about Down South? What's one of the things that stands out to you when you think about Down South?
When I think about Down South, I think about family. Down South about family. Because it was a time, and I'll use this example really quick. I know the time is of essence, but when Hurricane Andrew hit us, we was one. We was a unit. From, it didn't matter what area you was from. If you need a battery, I'm going to bring you a battery. If you need a candle, I'm going to bring you a candle. If you needed water, I'm going to bring you water. And it's funny, we did this, and we didn't have any cell phone connections. But it was about family.
You know, that's the number one thing people from down south say that they love about down south. If you go back and listen to all the different shows, we only been on air for like a year. If you go back and listen, whenever I ask somebody what's the number one thing they love about down south, besides conch salad from Cross the Track, they said family.
Right.
So, we do have something special here. And so if you're from anywhere else, come down south. I know a lot of people don't like to get off on exit 216, Homestead, Florida City. A lot of people are like, why I need to come down here? Because we're down here. It's something special down here. So we love down south and we love Dungeon Life. Peace and blessings, everyone. You can find us here same time, same place next week. We about to have this jam over here by South Ridge Hollywood Square. Keep them cars moving, please. Peace and blessings, everyone.